Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Mr. Thabo Masemola, who's a provincial electoral officer for Gauteng. Good morning. You know what? I apologize in advance for particularly poorly behaved listeners today.
Good morning, Howard and the team, and good morning to the listeners. We need a laughter sometimes. That is a good medicine.
It is indeed, especially at the moment when many of our listeners are saying they're sitting in the dark, load shedding, there isn't water, and then they are being told, and I'm bashing on the fact that they've got to get out there and vote no matter what. So the one thing, of course, we want to assure people is around the safety in terms of COVID with regard to the elections. This was something that the IEC was worried about from the very get-go. It happens to be at a good time in terms of the timing of the waves, but what are we doing and how is that aspect going to be managed?
Howard, the IEC introduced what I call COVID-19 protocols. We learned from other jurisdictions that administered elections under COVID, and these COVID protocols, we tested them in about 150 by-elections that we held ahead of this election countrywide. And I wish to assure your listeners and voters out there that we have put these measures in place, and these measures entails the following one, that it will be compulsory for voters as they enter the voting station boundaries to wear their mask covering their nose and mouth. What we have done further is to reinforce the social distancing measures at the voting station. Once you are at the entrance of the voting station, we have placed sanitizers, so a voter will have to sanitize his or her hands. As you enter the voting station, the social distancing will also continue there. There will be less interface and touching of or exchanging of things between the voter and our officials. And we have jettisoned the usage of the indelible ink pen that we've used under normal circumstances. We have introduced an indelible ink dispenser that is akin to a cotton bud. So we'll mark your thumb using the indelible ink and that cotton bud, and we'll dispose it. As the next voter comes, we use a new marker. So those are some of the measures that we have introduced. Furthermore, we have kitted our electoral staff with PPEs to protect the voters and to protect the electoral staff. So these are the measures that we have introduced. We are encouraging voters to bring their pens. However, we'll provide pens, and those pens will be regularly sanitized once the voter has used a pen.
So you bring your own pen, and it's a normal ballpoint pen. A normal pen is absolutely fine to use.
That's correct. We strongly encourage voters to do so. However, if you don't have a pen, we'll provide pens, which will be sanitized once they are used by each voter. So those are the measures that we've put in place. And I must indicate that our preparations are at an advanced stage. The province of Gauteng accounts for 2,815 voting stations. We are finalizing our plans to administer special votes over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday. There are about just over 100,000 special vote applications that we have approved. 39,000 of those are for home visits, and the balance are for voting station visits. So we hope to round up all those individuals that applied for home visits in both days, and so that we can ready ourselves for the big day, which is next week, Monday.
Somebody, a friend of mine, is going into hospital today for surgery, and she suddenly realized that she won't be able to get to a voting station. She'll still be in hospital. Is it too late to organize special voting, the home visit or the hospital visit type at this stage?
Unfortunately, it's too late, because the special votes opened on the 20th of September for applications, okay. And they closed on the 4th of October to allow us to put in measures in place.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, you can't just phone up and say, you know, pop over to the hospital and let me vote. This kind of thing has to be organized. A few people asking, what are the operating times of the voting stations?
The voting stations for special votes on Saturday and Sunday, they'll open at 8 a.m. and they'll close at 1700 hours. On election day, the voting stations countrywide, they must open at 7 a.m. in the morning and they must close at 2100 hours at 9 p.m. However, if we are still standing in the queue at 9, the electoral officers will allow you to cast your vote. They will not chase you away. So those are the operating hours, Howard.
And one of our listeners saying, is it any color pen? Blue or black?
Not necessarily. We prefer black.
Right.
If it's possible, black, we strongly recommend the black pen. I think that will work.
Right. Okay. So I think that's important for listeners. Voting operating time, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. It will be COVID safe. There are stringent protocols in place, and if you can, bring your own pen. If not, don't stress about that, because there will be sanitized. There will be pens that are sanitized. One of our listeners saying, what about people overseas?
Unfortunately, the current existing electoral framework does not permit someone who's overseas to vote. They are only participating in the national and provincial elections. But for the purposes of local government, the current laws don't permit.
Because this is a local government election.
That's correct.
That makes sense. Well, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. And I really must commend our listeners. They were impeccably behaved for the 10 minutes that you were on. And that is something, you see, they can do it. So maybe that's just their behavior is saved for me. That is Thabo Masemola, who is a provincial electoral officer for Gauteng, chatting to us about the upcoming elections.